From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Catalan situation now burgeoning into a crisis.
Desde hace ya tiempo, determinadas autoridades...
Spain's King Felipe VI on Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independence drive, calling it illegal. In a rare television address, the king also accused Catalonia's leaders of repeatedly, consciously, and deliberately breaching the Constitution and showing disloyalty toward the state. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Uc said the speech appeared to set the stage for the government's next step.
My view is that he was preparing the rest of us for what will be the next step in this, and the most probably the Spanish government will apply the Article 155 of the Constitution.
Now that would dissolve the regional government. In Barcelona on Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets protesting. The Trump administration on Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Havana's failure to protect U.S. diplomats, where at least 22 people have been sickened at the embassy following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against that, and they're clearly unable to do so.
University of Miami Cuba specialist Jaime Suchlicki said he expects relations to remain rocky.
Cuba is going to retaliate. The U.S. is planning a series of measures, going to deal with tightening the travel, tightening the remittances. So definitely this is escalating.
In June, President Trump announced a cutback in travel and business ties, and in a speech to the UN last month called Havana's communist government corrupt and destabilizing. This is VOA News. After 16 years of war in Afghanistan, the latest administration has put forth their own plan to stabilize the war-torn country. With more, Carla Babb for VOA.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told lawmakers Afghan forces are now emboldened by the Trump administration's new strategy, becoming fully engaged in offense and suffering fewer casualties than last year.
For the first time in 16 years, we have all six Afghan Army Corps on the offensive at the same time.
The strategy announced in August adds about 3,000 American troops, in addition to an unspecified number of NATO coalition partners, to the Afghan fight. The bulk of those troops will advise and assist Afghan forces down to the brigade level.
The Afghan forces, special forces, commandos that have our trainers, they have won every time they fought the enemy. Those without have not won.
Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Trump on Tuesday visited the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, devastated by two hurricanes last month, and he praised efforts by local and federal officials in recovery efforts.
Power grid, honestly, was devastated before the hurricanes even hit, and then the hurricanes hit and they wiped them out. We're getting a lot of generators have been already brought to the island. Most of the hospitals are open, or at least partially open, but most of them now are open. And again, the job that's been done here is really nothing short of a miracle.
At least 34 people died during Hurricane Maria, a strong Category 5 storm that lashed Puerto Rico 2 weeks ago. Most of the 3.4 million people remain without power. Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Rami al-Hamdallah chaired the first meeting of the Palestinian cabinet in Gaza, part of an effort aimed at forging unity between Fatah and Hamas. But Hamas criticized President Mahmoud Abbas's decision to await the outcome of talks before lifting sanctions on Gaza. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Palestinians should recognize Israel, disband the Hamas armed wing, and cut ties with Iran. Three American scientists, Rainier Weiss, Barry Barish, and Kip Thorne, on Tuesday won the 2017 Nobel Prize for Physics for their work in measuring gravitational waves, a new way to observe the universe, including the exploration of phenomena such as black holes and neutron stars. And Wednesday is the 60th anniversary of the launching of the first artificial satellite by the Soviet Union, launching the era of space exploration. It was called Sputnik. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.